This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so here's what the Big Ten and the SEC are talking about, because there is this overriding fear amongst a lot of people in college football that the Big Ten and the SEC are just going to go and do their own thing.
Yeah, because there's been a couple proposals unofficially, some officially, about kind of the expanded, like 70 team, right? Like one umbrella. And the SEC and the Big Ten are like, no, we're not doing that. And so, you know, they're rejecting that everyone have a seat at the table. So every time they say no, and then they kind of come up with their own little thing, you know, rightfully so, people are suspicious that they are just, you know, inching their way to saying we don't need the rest of you.
So what they're talking about now is since you've had, what do you have, Texas, Michigan,
yeah.
Was
the big one.
You had not Ohio State, Oregon. You had Texas, Michigan, Alabama, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and USC, LSU. Mm-hmm. That's the SEC, Big Ten, three non-conference games this season. All three were among the top 10 in overall viewership in the first month of the season. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's only three games. That's not going to change the big TV deals that much. The two conferences are now saying they want to play between 12 and 20 non-conference games like that per season.
Yeah. Which, you know, I mean, that eats up all your non-con, right? I mean,
well, most of it, because a lot of them already have rivalry games with other teams like Oregon, Oregon State, Washington State.
Well, and Clemson. And
USC plays Notre Dame.
Yeah, Clemson, South Carolina, and, you know, Florida, and, you know, Miami, places like
Florida,
that.
Florida State.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Like, to me, I just feel like that could be way worse because they'll make a bunch of money off of that, and it's going to change scheduling.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think that's kind of mundane in the grand scheme of things. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't lead to the eventual exit of the SEC and the Big Ten and all these other schools are left behind, but that deal that they're talking about makes sense. Like, that's going to be better for everyone in college football. It's going to get more eyes on college football.
Yeah.
Of course, they make a ton more money, but, you know, look, they're losing a bunch of revenue from this settlement with the House. Mm-hmm. It's like $2 billion, right, to former players or something.
Yep.
You got to come up with new revenue streams, and this is a very simple and easy way to do it. It also makes college football more fun for the fans, so everybody wins.
Yeah. Well, not everyone wins, because there are people that get left out, and that's just the way this goes.
Well, there's people that make less money, but again, I go back to the same theme, and that they've always made less money. Now,
exactly.
The gap is going to be getting wider, but that's on the ACC schools or the Big 12 schools or the group
own.
Of five schools to come up with more ways to get bigger TV deals.
If the ACC and the Big 12 and the Mountain West and the Pac-12, if you don't like the way things are going, and if you're waiting around for someone at one of the other two conferences to throw you a lifeline, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, your dad walked out on you years ago and you keep waiting for him to show up for your birthday and tell you that you're loved and welcome back to the family. It's not happening. You got to be the hero of your own story here. You got to start finding a way to dig your way out. You know, if you're the ACC and the Big 12 and all that, you got to come up with your own and get rid of boring ass games and have your best play the other team's best, right? If you no longer get a crack at the Big 10 and the SEC schools, you got to find a way to drum up some interest or, like you said, private equity or figure it out. It's just the way it's going. And the only thing you can do to this is hope that the SEC and the Big Ten don't decide to just cut ties. Because the scariest thing is if those schools and those two conferences raid, if they got eight other schools, if they ended up taking that and they ended up raiding Clemson, Notre Dame, boy, you probably don't even need eight, right? Florida State, Miami. Is there anyone else? They don't need BYU. They don't need Utah.
There's not that many left.
I mean, maybe you take Utah for more of a West Coast presence. Maybe if you wanted to grab Cal or Stanford again for a West Coast, you had some more out there. But you would have to grab less than 10 extra teams, right? You're grabbing 6 to 8 teams. And at that point, you are college football. You can do whatever you want. And then maybe you throw some scraps at what's ever left and say they get a spot or two in a college football playoff and we're not going to play anyone other than us. We're going to have our own TV deal. That's the scary part. You know, everyone keeps talking about these expanded like 70 team things and everyone having a place at the table. That's not going to happen. The much more likely one is what I talked about, is where the SEC and the Big Ten eventually just get together and be like, yeah, we'll grab a couple more and then we'll do our own thing. And everyone else, yeah, you get to be a part of it. You know, we'll give one or two spots, but we're not going to play you. We're not going to share our money with you, and you'll get a sliver of the playoff money, and here you go.
Well, they kind of do that now, though.
I know, but not really.
But they do because they're because eight of their – well, who plays nine? Does the SEC play nine?
The SEC plays – well, no, the SEC
conference
plays eight.
The Big Ten plays nine. Yeah. But they'll probably get that uniform. They'll probably both go to eight so that they can play more of these types of games.
Yeah.
But they – so 75% of their schedule is playing the other teams in their league. So then they add – you know, playing each other for one, probably each.
Yeah.
Then you have the rivalry games. There's really only one other game on their schedule that's for a patsy or for a team from another league that isn't a huge game.
But they still haven't kneecapped the others yet.
I think what it would be would just be they play all these games against one another. Maybe they split off at, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But the play once they get to the playoff is when they meet all the other teams that are still playing in whatever the Big 12 or whatever other league there is.
But I guess my point is the Big 12,
which is kind of true now.
The Big 12 and the ACC still have an automatic place at the table. They still have opportunities to get multiple teams in. They can still play those games. They're still in the conversation. And if the SEC and the Big 10 wanted to, they wouldn't. So as much as it sucks, I think in some ways you need to be, I'm not saying grateful is the right word, just as bad as it is, it's still somewhat fortunate that they haven't tried to go full on coup yet, that they've, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That they're still trying to keep this thing together. And I, as much as I like the new era of college football and the expanded playoff and these sorts of bigger games, I still would like to keep some sort of regionality in college football. I want to see the Big 12 and I want to see the ACC and I want to see the Mountain West and the Pac 12. I want to see some form of that.
I don't think those are going away. I mean, they're not going to stop playing football. I think the biggest thing is you talked about coup. The verbiage here is very important because the last thing the Big Ten and the SEC want, as a matter of fact, it says it in this article that I'm reading here from USA Today, is that when they met to talk about the scheduling arrangement, they brought in a bunch of lawyers.
Yeah.
The last thing that they want is the old C word to come up.
Yep, collusion.
Collusion.
Yep.
And that, because it could get really ugly, like you're talking about, if they do want to peel off on their own, it could get really ugly legally, and they may not even be able to win that battle.
Yeah, you never know.
So
it behooves everyone to play nice.
Exactly. That's why I don't think they're going to go down that road. I think I really feel it. I've always felt that whatever college football looks like in God knows how many years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is, these schools all across the country are still going to be playing football.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be the way that you grew up watching it.
Yeah.
And I know that's hard and people hate change, but give them an opportunity to actually make it really good for the viewer. And this story we're presenting about the Big Ten and the SEC non-conference scheduling arrangement is going to make it really good for the viewer. There's just so much fear out there because it's unknown what it's going to look like. Yeah. Think about the idea that it may be way better and way better for everyone. Who knows? Maybe eventually they get into some sort of rev share type of situation where the other schools like the Oregon States and Washington States get a little cut of the money. So you just don't know.
No, you don't know.
And that's why people get so scared and they get in their own head about what could be coming.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be great for the sport.
But it's also why, as someone points out, Oregon and Washington were willing to take partial shares and why SMU was, it's like, you're doing everything you can to try to get on a lifeboat while you can because it's pulling in one direction and you want a seat at the table. And
well, and those were smart.
Yeah, smart moves.
Very prudent moves
by
Oregon and Washington. Yeah. Not everybody had that opportunity.
No, they did not.
And of course they should have taken those deals.
Everyone
but that also doesn't mean that if they didn't take those deals or if the Pac-12 were still together, any of that matters.
No.
It doesn't mean that they are safe and no one else is. Yeah. At this point, that feels that way, but this thing is changing so rapidly that no one knows what this is going to look like in 10 or 20 years or however long it takes.
Gosh, could be two or three. You just don't know.
But it could be shorter than that. It's just, I just feel like the bottom line is, if you play football, at like Kansas State's a great example. They have a passionate fan base. They're in the Big 12. Or Boise State, passionate fan base, not even in a Power 4. Yeah. I don't feel like those programs are going away.
Yeah.
They want to play football. They're into it. It may not be all programs. Maybe there is some sort of thinning of the herd of programs that, was it Tulane a couple years? Not Tulane. It was UAB.
Alabama, Birmingham.
A couple years ago who said, Dad, do we really want to do football? Do we really want to commit to football?
But they came back.
And they're back. Exactly. They're back. So I feel like, it's all going to work out. It's optimism, I know, and I can't really point to anything as to like.
Yeah, you just have a belief in it.
Yes,
I get it.
Like I just feel like it matters too much on these campuses, even Oregon State and Washington State, who are the two in the worst position at this point. I still feel like, and I've been saying all along, that they're gonna. It just you'll be you care enough that it's gonna work out. Yeah. It may not look like the way you want it or the way it used to, but you're going to be playing football.
Yeah.
And that's the fun part.
And despite anyone bitching about it, you've said this a million times, the numbers bear it out. These games, more people are watching. So,
I mean, it's not even close. Like, how much more interesting is college football this year by just having Georgia play Alabama 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago and Oregon play Ohio State and LSU play USC?
And Texas playing Georgia tomorrow.
And Texas playing Georgia.
Saturday.
Yes, and that's a league game. But how much better is college? It doesn't take that many games to get us on the hook.
Nope, it does not. And the numbers bear it out. People are tuning in. some people may be upset about it, but millions more are tuning in. So it is, numbers don't lie. Big eye in the sky don't lie.
But the lawsuit thing is a very real thing. The Big Ten and the SEC do have to be quite careful.
Absolutely, because no one wants it to be litigated.
All right, coming up next. Oh, we're already at In the News.
We are.
Do you guys like ITN?
I love
ITN. I'm going to bring you some news. I have the Arctic Fox follow-up to the follow-up.
I need the follow-up to the follow-up.
Because remember, the Arctic Fox.
Yeah, I was skeptical.
You thought it was a dog. It wasn't. It was an Arctic Fox, as they said.
Idiot.
And they caught the Arctic Fox.
Moron.
And now the follow-up to the follow-up is that we may have the Arctic Fox's owner.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Wait, so it's not wild? It has an owner?
Nope,
of course it's not wild. It didn't hitchhike here from Alaska.
Well, I mean, okay. Yeah.
It has an owner. Yes, it has an owner.
Buckley just admitted he's coming down on you a little hard, but and I do no, that, this
that
all one, the time.
That was above board.
I know. I do this all the time where I'm like, why did I even say that? That was dumb. It's okay. But Suk will, of course, make you feel it.
I didn't think he had it as a pet, but like, could somebody have brought it there wild?
I had to come hard because I didn't believe it was an Arctic
always
Fox.
Do that. Yeah, see, he's always deflecting.
That's right.
The thing that we need, Buckley, is you always just need to just drop back to the fact that he went to Mexico City
and ate at Chili's.
That's right. I'll tell you what, those tendies slapped.
Just throw that right back at him.
So good.
There's no way they were that good.
Here's Buck with sports.
Oh, you're wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.